One thing I've seen many times as a cyclist riding around on my various bicycles on the side of the road, you end up kind of looking at a lot of stuff as you ride sometimes, especially if it's a long distance. You've got kind of time to stare down sometimes. Anyway, I've noticed many times those little magnetic Heideki boxes lying on the side of the road, and they're usually smashed. Someone's run over them, and probably there's somebody's car key in there. I've never stopped to pick. Anyway, the point is, I'm not a fan of the magnetic Heideki because that magnet can only be so strong. You're going to hit a bump at some point that's stronger than the magnet, and it's going to shake loose, or the magnet's just going to get weak and fall off, or you're going to forget it's there and you sell the car and the new owner. So anyway, all that to say, I'm not a fan of that particular way of hiding keys. I have my very favorite way to hide a basic key. That is a key that's not more than just your basic key that unlocks the doors and starts the ignition. And I'll get to that in a minute. I thought I would look at some other options online. Here's a site, roadwayready.com. And actually, I don't really recommend this article because I don't really agree with it. He's got 7 best places to hide a key on your car: on the inside bumper, behind the front license plate, the tire well, the gas cap. I assume he means in the gas door. I don't know where you would put a key in a gas cap unless there's some kind of a gas cap that opens and you can put stuff inside. Anyway, what else? With someone else, that's another option. Number 5. Number 6, hitch receiver box. Okay. And number 7, your purse or wallet. Those are fine. And I think that a couple of those would be okay for backup. Obviously, your purse or wallet, you know, having a spare key, right? But the problem is, you know, something happens and all you've got is your vehicle and no way to get into it. Maybe your backpack got stolen or lost or something like that, or your purse, and now you're out of luck. You have no keys at all. That purse or wallet thing, I don't think really makes sense. Again, I would make that a third location. Most of these, you know, behind the front license plate, tire well, hitch receive, those all kind of require the magnetic option, which, again, I'm not a fan of. So here's what I do, and I've been doing this for many years. I have a spare key made, step one. Step two, make sure it actually works on my locks and ignition. And then I use a zip tie or two, and I zip tie the key to a frame member under the vehicle. And the way that I do that is I'll typically enclose the key in a Ziploc bag, or maybe even two, double seal it just to keep moisture out. And then I'll climb under the van. And what I do is I'll take a flashlight and I'll try to find a place that doesn't get a lot of moisture, so it doesn't get a lot of road stuff being kicked up when you're driving. And it's not that hard to find. It'll typically be on the top of a frame member. And you just feel around with your fingers and you'll notice that some places are much, much filthier and caked with dirt than others. And oftentimes you can find a place that's almost clean. In other words, it just doesn't get any splash, no mud gets there, and very little dirt. So that's what I look for. And then I'll use whatever length of zip tie I need. And I tend to have a multitude of zip tie lengths at any point in time. So you might have to pick up some longer ones if you don't have anything big enough. And then just throw 2 zip ties around your bag with the key in it, and you're good. That key's going to stay put. It's not going to shake loose. Now, one thing I will mention is that over time, plastic breaks down. Your plastic bag will break down. Your zip tie will break down. So maybe make a note on your calendar to replace all that within a couple of years. Another thing that I do is I make a note somewhere as to where specifically I hid the key. So I might say on passenger side, under split between doors. And that way I know where to start if it's been a long time and I'm not sure exactly where. But the thing about that is just writing it down like that with some specificity, you'll typically remember exactly where you put it you know, when it comes time to look for it, and you won't need the note, but it's there if you do need it, or if you need to pass that information on to someone else. So, so then that note can go in your file system where you keep all the paperwork and information about your van. By the way, that's a topic for another podcast episode or blog post, how to organize all the details about your van. Anyway, so I'll put a note in a place like that. Another place to put it is electronically. I use a note-keeping app called SimpleNote. I've probably mentioned it on this show before. It's made by the same people who make WordPress. It truly is very simple and straightforward. It's a great app. It works on both Android and Apple devices. And it will sync to all the devices you have it on. So you can put it on your computer and your phone and your tablet, iPad, whatever. And then that information will always be there. You can create a tag or just use the search function to find that. I would do both of those, a paper version of where you put it and the electronic version. Now, if you're hiding a fob, that gets more complicated. And I will include some information in show notes. I want you to open the description for this show and take a look at the show notes, and you'll see a couple things that I've included. Specifically, one thing that I think is really interesting is an item available on Amazon, a LuckyLine ARFID signal blocking key hider pouch wallet with adhesive and Velcro anti-theft storage key fob battery saver credit card identity protection 91801. But you don't have to remember any of that because it's right there in the descriptions, the link that is. And it's $10 and it blocks, it's signal blocking. So basically what that means is that it will block the signal for your fob so that you can safely store your spare key in or on the vehicle while preventing ARFID key fobs from automatically locking, unlocking, or starting the engine. It stops car thieves. You can stow your keys inside the vehicle or, in our case, outside. So that's a great option. And that could go, again, in a couple of plastic bags and then get strapped, zip-tied under the vehicle so that it's always there for you, the fob, that is. Now, of course, the fobs are expensive and not everybody wants to purchase an extra one. I guess it just depends on how important that fob is to you, what all it does with regard to your vehicle, and how valuable would it be to have that right away if you lost your main fob. So you can think about that for yourself. And then there's another resource I'm going to share. It's a YouTube video. And it is for starting keyless cars with a dead fob. So I'll put some stuff like that in show notes, also known as the description for the show, and you can check that out. So yeah, if you haven't done it yet, go have a spare key made and or fob, and that way you'll never be locked out of your vehicle. It's just a nice little peace of mind insurance thing to have for your camper van. Thanks for listening. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care, have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. Running down to the station, get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming.